Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages.
And other people.
And whoever you are, however you identify yourself.
Who's ever within the sound of these voices.
Welcome to Hey Kids Comics issue. I believe we're on 81. If I sound tired, it's because I'm exhausted. This is Andrew, of course. Cole's with me over here, as always.
Not nearly as exhausted, but
pretty exhausted nonetheless, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and in fact, today's subject, this week's subject, will be rather why I'm a little exhausted.
Right. Well, let me start by saying this is the first of Hey Kids Comics being brought to you from our West Coast helicarrier.
That's right.
Recently optioned West Coast helicarrier. I got a good lease. Got a good lease.
There's a lot of decommissioned helicarriers available from the 60s now.
Right now, right. It might not be the latest of helicarriers, but
it's like that pre-nuclear submarine that the Navy sold to P.N. Gwynn.
Right.
You have no permanent address.
Oh my God!
Sorry,
so, yes,
for that poor naval
coming
officer.
To you from Phoenix, Arizona. From the office where I gaze upon my blueprints of the Batmobile. Thank you, Brittany. That was one hell of a Christmas present.
That's pretty nice. And you know, also, you now have a locale that has a comic connection.
I do.
Just as long as you do not move to Dark Phoenix, Arizona, which is a dangerous. Yeah, that's just you don't want to live there because it's just downright evil over there.
Oddly enough, the University of Phoenix is in Phoenix. I was not aware of that.
I thought that would have been a feint, you know, just like, yeah, let's just say like, I thought it was like the University of Phoenix, like, you know, you're rising from the
exactly.
ash, being nobody, and you can be somebody in debt or something like that.
We like somebody because I always thought like, okay, you're going back to school online, you're
exactly.
rising from the ashes of whatever to
as
no.
Steve would say, she rose again because her name was Phoenix. You know,
Phoenix. No, but no, it is in Phoenix. We well overthought the actual name of that
That's
university.
I just it's going to call so many things into question.
I know, right? So the purposes of tonight's first of all, I need to rub something in. Okay, I need to rub in the fact that. Right now, where I am, it's 7:45 as we record this. Where Cole is, it's 8:45.
Yes, and this is the first time that you've been able to enjoy the kind of disparity in time zones that has been a positive boon to the rest of us all
so
this
time. How does that feel, ass face? That's what I want to ask.
I suddenly feel like I'm doing penance for all those years we forced
that's,
you to stay.
That's right. Do you just wait until I can't record? Like, oh, well, I work, so I'm not going to get off, so we can't record until 9:30 right. my time.
Actually, what I'm going to do is go move in with Stu. And I'll
oh,
just,
God, don't.
I'll
no.
be coming to you from tomorrow. Then you can suck it.
2 in the morning. We're going to record or what? Like, God damn, seriously?
Do you ever sleep in that country?
So yes, tonight's the topic of tonight's issue is our yearly lead up and rundown up and down of AllCon 2014, which
we're going to be all over AllCon,
which I am attending. So the 2-year
yes,
rule
indeed.
Stands.
This...
The every other year rule stands. I will be attending this year. I will be attending.
And I think this is the year we need to break that because, you know, you're in a new time zone. You're
right.
It's a whole new, it's like, Empire of the Sun, you know,
it's
going to rename you Jim for a new life. And actually it's nothing like Empire of the Sun.
I was going to say, I think it's the first time that AllCon's ever been compared to Empire of the Sun.
Yeah, and it's, you know, this is their 10th anniversary, and it's taken this long.
So yes, I will be attending all days. So that's new. I didn't think I was going to be able to do that. I will be attending
and
all days.
And I think
days.
This is an important important point to announce or to point out, if you're not familiar enough with AllCon, speaking of all days being something new, it is a four-day show starting this year.
So you got a Thursday, you got yourself a Friday, you got yourself a Saturday, and you got yourself a Sunday. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of run down everything that, because, you know, you found us on the Jedi Cole universe, at JediCole.com. We're going to run down everything as much as we can. I'm not going to say everything.
But yeah, there's far too much. There are more things to do at AllCon than you can shake a stick at, and certainly more things to do than you can do.
Right. And
unless you're like cloned or have astral projection, or
which I have both. So
yes.
And trust me, we are all going to need it.
Jamie Madrox would get the most.
Oh,
out of
God, really? We're good. We had managed to not talk about Multiple Man for like 5 months.
I know. I couldn't help it.
You couldn't walk away. So
I couldn't walk away from a chance.
No. So what I'd like to do is talk about all the things that the JCU is going to be involved in, and that Hey Kids Comics is going to be involved in. At least the things we know about right now. Just keep in mind, everything is subject to change, and by subject to change, I mean on the drop of a hat, we could be doing something else. Nothing is good. There's not going to be any less, but there's probably going to be more.
In fact, as we're recording this, AllCon is a mere 9 days away, and I'm ever edging closer to being ready.
I'm not doing anything at this point.
Yeah, and you're still not ready. And then you add to this the fact that, but when you listen to this, when this first airs on the JCU, AllCon will be a week away.
Man, it came up fast.
It did.
Super fast this year.
It was like the Flash seemed to be spinning off on his own.
By the way, since we haven't talked,
CW
Cole
show,
and I haven't really talked in a couple weeks because of the move to Phoenix, they're putting him in the suit.
I saw that. If you haven't seen it, there are pictures circulating, a nice profile shot, and it was such a treat to see for once. At first I'm thinking, you know, for once they're not afraid of the costume. Then I realized, no, they already did that with the Flash and they weren't afraid of the costume. But what they were afraid of, yes. I think what they were afraid of though with the original Flash series with John Wesley Shipp is having anyone else in a costume. And then it became sort of like that Daredevil movie. I want a bloody costume. Well, you're not going to get one, apparently. I just think, you know, there's probably, if you look, there's bound to be somewhere in Kingpin's office in the final battle. There has to be like this great big box somewhere. He was like all red. Oh, look, he's going to love this. It's like a little bullseye on the forehead. Right. Everything, it's black and white. It's got holsters. He's going to love it. And all of a sudden, you got to be kidding me. Like, Kingpin, was that you just using a little girly voice? How did you hear that? I'm Daredevil. I freaking hear everything.
Do you not know what I can do? Are you new to this? Like,
yeah.
You've been my arch nemesis for 60 years. How do you not know this by now?
Are you that out of touch?
Oh. So let's talk a little bit about the guests that are going to be there this year.
Yes.
There's some really cool people. Bill Blair is going to be there. Bill Blair, who's a wow, I did not know that. I knew he was a creature actor. Think a Camden Toy. Think somebody who you see in makeup a lot. But he holds the world record.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, they've had several Rick Fitz. Over the years, we've had several different guests of AllCon who do a lot of creature makeup roles.
Right.
Yeah, and then here comes Bill Blair and just hoves in with, you know.
Just drops the mic.
Okay, for example, I was at a convention a few weeks ago promoting AllCon, and Alex Silla was there.
Okay.
Who you may know is a diminutive actor who played Cousin It. He was also in the body. He was also the body of Tweaky.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he was one of the Ewoks. He got to, of course, you know, everybody got to be in Return of the Jedi because it was like the Wizard of Oz for a new generation. And a number of other roles. In fact, he was like one of the little
guys in Spaceballs as well. And you look at, you go to the, see, what I'm getting is you go to see these guys who've had a body of work where they've more often than not played a character makeup role.
Right.
From just a truly full head of hair to, you know, a suit of robot armor or, you know, being painted gold or what have you. Mm-hmm. And you go to their table where they're autographing, and they've got a variety, you know, five or six little pictures of them in all these different roles. And maybe just a picture of themselves, like the headshot or something.
Yeah.
People who like something more traditional. I mean, they're autograph collectors who like, you know, they don't want to see your role. They want to see you. And I'm thinking, you know, Bill Blair, they're probably just going to have to, like, give him an entire kiosk or something, you know. Which of the 500 images would you like to buy to be signed? And
like, I want, collect them all. There are so many things that I want to get signed. Like, I'm just looking at his IMDb body of work. And Argo was one.
That's right.
He was in Argo. He was in... he was in Mad Men. He's not necessarily just a sci-fi actor. He's been in a ton of sci-fi. But
he played Cardassian in Mad Men, didn't he?
He did. He played he played one of those Babylon 5 aliens in Walking Dead. Will and Grace. He was in Will and Grace. He was in West Wing. He was on multiple,
played John Merrick on West Wing, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was weird. I people had pretty much assumed that the Elephant Man had died a century earlier, but
he was in multiple episodes of Sliders, Deep Space Nine, Babylon 5.
I'm hungry.
He was in RoboCop. He was in effing RoboCop, dude. That's it.
And what's really cool, this is Bill Blair's second appearance at AllCon. So between the first time he was at AllCon, which I believe was either 2005 or 2006, he's like added 100 roles.
Hold up.
Uh-oh.
There was an episode last season on Community, which, by the way, one of my favorite shows. If you're not watching it, you're not doing yourself a service.
And if you're not aware that it's one of Andrew's favorite shows, you've never listened to this show.
Right. There was an episode where they went to a their version of Doctor Who, which is what was his name? Something Space Time. Professor Space Time convention. And one of the guys, he played Morbidor in that episode. He played Morbidor in the episode of Community. I just lost my shit. I just lost my shit. And I will be getting an autograph at AllCon.
Oh, there you go.
For him, for me, and Jason.
And apparently, he was even in iCarly. So,
like, I almost just hung up the call to call Jason and tell him. Like, that's how close I was to losing my mind over this.
This is really akin to the moment that you had at AllCon a few years ago.
Oh, the
two years back, as a matter of fact, on stage during Buzzed Off. Yes.
When I realized that I was sitting next to Captain Toy and lost my balls all over it, shit, my tits, just totally lost everything.
And then, you know, to add to that, I'm sure you managed to get back to your hotel room and recover a bit, and then the next morning you come wander down to breakfast, and here Catherine and I at a table that's ideally seats four, and there are about 15 people around the table, including Camden Toy, who actually asked if he could join us.
Well, the
for
weird
breakfast.
Thing is, so if you come to AllCon, regardless of whether you work at AllCon, you know, volunteer, do panels, do game shows, record podcasts, just gadfly, you know, whatever, or if you're coming to actually enjoy it for multiple days, here's what happens is you show up at 9 in the morning, right? You start your day. You go to panels, you go to conventions, you hit the dealer room, you go to some game shows, you listen to some live podcasts, you go to a thing on how to build stormtrooper armor with the 501st, you go get lunch, you come back, you do it all again, it's 5 o'clock, the convention's starting to shut down, but wait, because everything happens at night, you can go see, Dr. Horrible, Burlesque, Rocky Horror, God knows, the Demolition Derby.
Yeah, they're literally, I mean, they live up to the name Alcon because there's stuff, you know, as Mr. T would say, for the kids.
So by the
and
time
there's all kinds of great content, but then as you get into Alcon After Dark,
right?
You start to see things like the burlesque is back again this year. You've got Naked Girls Reading, and that's a big deal because Naked Girls Reading is international.
Is it now?
And it is exactly unlike Phoenix University. Naked Girls Reading is everything that you read into it. It is just basically naked women on stage reading stuff.
They do not bury the lead. It is right there.
There's no mystery. That's a separate ticketed event. So most of the content at AllCon is included with your admission. So if you're going there, like 99% of anything going on, you're already in, and there is literally, if you look at the schedule, it's crazy chock-a-block. Any given hour, there's 5 or 7 or 12 or 15 different things going on. And so, you know, if you're looking at 2 to 3 p.m. on a Saturday, you're like, okay, which one of these things?
Right.
And that's why one of their slogans.
It's Sophie's Choice.
Exactly. It's like Highlander. There can be only one.
So what I'm getting at is what happens is, 2 a.m, by the time everything is actually stopped, you manage to wander off and fight the crowds to get back to your room. You pass out around 3. You get up around 7. You hopefully can get a shower. Please, guys,
yeah,
who are listening,
really.
Shower.
And then like they say on the training video, put a bar of soap under each arm.
And you gather your worldly possessions and you shuffle down to the breakfast area where you're going to eat. And at this point, you are not a human being. You are a remnant of what you once were. So you don't, like I had no clue. By this time, I think that was Saturday morning. So by that point,
that was that would have been Saturday morning because that was it would have been Friday morning because that was a Thursday night show.
We were up pretty late Thursday night.
Yes,
because we had driven back to your house. We had done a bunch of stuff, and by the time I finally got down there, I was not there. I was I was the shell of a man that didn't have coffee to fill him and make him whole, and I managed to show up and just sit down at this table, and all of a sudden this voice is like, hey, and there's like 15 people there, and I'm trying to, you know, the sensory overload. I'm trying to take everything in and process it.
Trying to work out the glossary there. Who is who? You need an annotated list or something, you know?
Long was there, and you were there, and I was there, and Catherine was there, and
Kaylin was there,
and I think Rick had shown up at that point.
Yeah, Rick had made it down, and I think a couple other people had shown up. Steven was there.
Right, I think Frank was down there at that point.
Yeah, Frank was already there.
Everybody was there, and I'm trying to hear all these conversations, and this voice, like, off to my left. Now, keep in mind, I had already lost my shit the night before because I was sitting next to Camden Toy and didn't realize it because he came
there
around.
There was a dawning as the realization hit.
So I hear this voice, and it didn't even occur to me who it was, but I think I was having a conversation with Frank or something about his manicore, and I look over, and Camden Toy sitting next to me again, eating eggs. I'm like, shit, are you kidding me with this?
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. So we're down there having our breakfast. At that point, there was just Catherine and I at the table. I think maybe Long had shown up or something. And we saw Camden come in, kind of like, hey, wave and everything. And he's like, comes over, and he's like, can I sit with you guys? Like, are you kidding? You pretty much sit anywhere you want.
Right.
I wanted to say, do you realize that sitting here diminishes your fame? I
know. You're losing credit by being That's here, right. Not gaining it.
You're temporarily been removed from IMDb.
It's just
for the duration of breakfast. Like, where's Cam the Toys page?
You were in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, probably the most ultimate of Buffy the Vampire Slayer episodes ever, which is such. I was in a video for a local band where I played a guy named Major Dick Cannon. That's a real thing that happened with me.
I was in an extra in a movie that Camden was going to be in, but he hadn't gone and shot his scenes yet.
Right. So yes.
And then in a strange twist of fate, I got to be there when he was shooting his scene.
So yes, yes, you can sit here. You can sit on the ceiling upside down if you want to.
Because I am a regional Z-list celebrity. And I don't know where you are in the alphabet, but I'm pretty sure it's about 20 letters higher than
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So yes.
Minimum.
And let that, here's another thing about this, as we start going through people that are going to be there and stuff that's happening, is Cole's been going to conventions longer than I have, and I've been going to conventions for a long-ass time.
I'm probably damn close to have been going to conventions longer than you've been alive, but I'm not 100%.
Well, I don't think you started going to, no.
Yeah, I probably didn't when you were an infant or anything.
But I've been going to conventions for about, I would say, 26 years of my life, I've been periodically going. There was a period where it was hot and heavy and it fluctuates, but I've never been to a convention like AllCon. And if you listen to the past issues of this show, you'll know we've gone in depth about that, but I've never been to a convention like AllCon. If, like, for instance, I think I met Chris Sprouse, who was a comic book artist, did Star Wars comic books, actually. I met him in an elevator at, I think, Wizard World Chicago at one point. And, he said, "Hey, how you doing?" And I said, "Good," And then there was no eye contact made. He was kind of looking at the ceiling, like, "Please don't talk to me, please don't talk to me, please don't talk to me." AllCon, not like that at all. If you see one of the guests, and they're like that story we just told, the most personable people, Neil Kaplan, guys like that, just coming out of the woodwork.
Kaplan is going to be greatly missed this year. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it.
What's going on with Neil?
He's unfortunately, things are timing out poorly.
Ew.
That could not be avoided, at least from the standpoint of him being at AllCon. And I was so looking forward to working with Neil again. He's just absolutely wonderful.
I still think there's a pretty good chance he'll show up just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just be there. You will meet these people. You will have conversations. It's going to be, it's amazing that the participation that you are going to be involved in versus a regular run of the mill convention. It's so night and day. It's ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. There really is no comparison. And like Andrew was saying, I've been going to conventions for over 30 years now. And granted, I have to say, I've more greatly involved in AllCon than any other one I've ever been a part of, and for the entire 10 years. But, even that notwithstanding, from the outside standpoint, it really is unlike any other, because it welcomes everybody, the staff, the guests, everybody is there.
Right.
As part of the show. It's not like, we have to whisk these people away and then we put them out in front of people and they write their name for a few times. And, that's not what you get here. And you will see things you never imagined, like, Camden Toy running around chasing AllCon staffers or them chasing him up and down the halls between things, or, the guests coming and hanging out at the room parties, because they're not cloistered off in a different hotel somewhere, so no one will ever see them. It's just a little bit of everything.
And then we got, we'll run through some more guests just real quick. Samantha Newark's going to be there, who you know as the voice of Jim from Jim and the Holograms. That's insane. That is ridiculously cool. So I will be getting an autograph of that as well, of her as well.
In fact, she was there last year and made quite a splash, and they brought her back again this year. And in honor of that, one of the game shows this year was put on by a former repeat contestant in the Don't Lose Your Geek Card series of game shows.
Right.
And she asked me last year, could she do an edition that's been titled 80s Cartoon Girl Power?
Which is ridiculously cool.
It is. And I built the boards for it. I have seen every single question in it. I've put the categories all together and kind of helped tweak the names of a couple of the categories to make them even more fun. And this is just going to be insanely cool. And there's all kinds of the star prize for that is your choice of a She-Ra Pop Vinyl or a Pop Vinyl My Little Pony Pinkie Pie.
Right.
There are also some other prizes. Erica's got some great little prizes for during the course of the game, including some My Little Ponies and some Care Bears coloring books and
cool little things.
Yeah, I mean, and she's even got a prize for second place, which is a Hallmark Rainbow Bride ornament.
Nice. We've also got Barry Diamond, who I actually remember seeing on some different stand-up specials. He's a comedian. An actor who has been in a lot of different things, including Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was in Seinfeld.
And also, depending on who you ask, this is either Barry Diamond's first appearance at AllCon or his second.
Oh, really?
Barry was actually a guest in 2006 at the second ever AllCon.
Wow.
And apparently has zero recollection of having ever been to AllCon, to Addison, or even the state of Texas.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Apparently the last 8 years were very good to Barry.
Depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, so they've got some really great guests that are going to be there. I'm going to move away from guests now and start talking about the stuff because it's going to take a while to get through what
we're we're talking about being very involved with AllCon. And one of the things I do want to point out real quick while that subject is still kind of fresh is volunteering.
Okay.
There's a volunteer tag, toggle on the website under Become a Part of AllCon where you can go ahead and register to be a volunteer. And the neat thing is every convention has volunteers.
Right.
And I have heard every story in the catalog about what it was like to be a volunteer under different conventions. From just being like free slave labor that they didn't care about and treated like as much to what AllCon, what's really cool about AllCon is if you volunteer for 8 hours before, during, after, all of your hours are cataloged. You earn a free badge. So let's say you've already got your badge for this year and you go in, you're doing the things. Maybe you got a few spare hours.
Right.
Maybe you can get in early or local. You can contact them and see if you can help out with some of the pre-show stuff. There's actually a volunteer thing going on the Saturday before AllCon. And Catherine and I will be out there helping put badges together or whatever they need us to do. And I don't even gain points because I'm gonna be there anyway.
Volunteer.
So, but the neat thing is, you know, you get a free badge for next year.
That's amazing.
And in fact, our host Erica, who's hosting the Geek Card in question, she and her boyfriend had come out several years ago, did AllCon for the first time. Got to talking with some of the AllCon staffers, and they were like, well, what did you think of AllCon? They said, it was good, but, you know, we're probably not going to come back next year. And they said, well, why don't you come back next year and volunteer and see the convention from the other side?
Yeah.
And you could not get rid of them if you tried.
Right.
I mean, obviously, Erica's becoming more and more entrenched, and, you know, before long, she's going to wind up like me and be a fixture there. But, you know, they have been very familiar faces every year.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since. And they come back, they come out, they do some volunteer work, they do some, go out and enjoy the shows. Obviously, Erica has wound up somehow managing to get picked in the random contestant pool a few times.
Right.
And now she's hosting her own show. So, you know, you becoming a volunteer in addition to, you know, wrangling the guests or manning the con suite or just helping out wherever possible. You get in behind the scenes. You get to see a lot of things that nobody else gets to see. You get to do a lot of things that nobody else gets to do. And as the years go by, pretty soon you find yourself in this rarefied atmosphere.
Right.
where you're part of the team. You are part of AllCon, and that doesn't happen at a lot of other shows. They're
it certainly doesn't happen.
They're dispensable, you know, expendable.
Yes. And not in the Jean-Claude Van Damme kind of way.
Yes, exactly. And then at the end of the weekend, they have a huge party that only volunteers can attend. And, I was snuck in last year. And
like I said, Cole, you're the ultimate volunteer.
Yeah. I keep getting a special dispensation to sneak in. But I've seen what they do for the volunteers and the sheer volume of appreciation.
Right.
Is shown their volunteers is nothing short of amazing. And you should have seen the army of people in that ballroom.
Right.
Is it ballroom to house them all?
So, volunteering. Get out there, volunteer. If you can't do it this year, do it next year. They can use you. It is a fantastic experience, front and back. You know, you can't...
Never too late. Even after the show, you can get in. If you're local or you're able to come, and there's stuff going on all through the year.
Right.
As soon as we close the doors on 2014, 2015 begins.
By the way, Cole, I need to ask why you used the most horrifying picture of me you could find on this website, on AllCon's website.
Okay, let me say something about AllCon. AllCon is about to turn 10 years old, and I will be celebrating unofficially my 9th anniversary of being mistaken for someone responsible for AllCon.
You could have pulled it.
Yes, I mean, everybody...
You could have pulled it. That's all I'm saying is you could have gone and said...
Oh, by the way, Andrew doesn't want this photo.
I don't need you to say Andrew doesn't want it. You could have seen it and been like, that's horrifying.
There's a great one somewhere. Yeah, like that one for the game show on the refreshed throat there.
What's my face doing?
There's a great one that's on one of the AllCon videos, though, that I've managed to get a still shot of.
Oh, of course you have.
I'll be sharing very soon.
Is it the one that you use as your Skype?
I believe it is the one.
Oh, God, that's awful. But the damn card stuck to my head?
Yes, that was the one, yeah.
Of course it was. So what are we doing? What are we doing as Hey Kids, or as Jedi Cole Universe and Hey Kids Comics at AllCon this year?
There is all kinds of stuff. Everything that I'm doing is now officially under a blanket banner of the Jedi Cole Universe and Half-Ass Productions.
All right.
And then, if it's specific to the game shows, it's also part of AllCon Games and Theory.
Right.
I am the group captain. I was asked a few years ago to head up a game show track. And so I promptly named it Games in Theory after Starship Troopers.
Right.
And voted myself group captain after group captain Lionel Mandrake from Dr. Strangelove.
Right.
Because everything has to be a damn reference with me.
Nothing can not be a reference for us. So,
amongst the many things, Hey Kids Comics will be represented
us.
This year. That's us. Hey Kids Comics.
It's my name.
We will be represented this year as the official title for this year's comic book edition of Don't Lose Your Geek Card is the Hey Kids Comics edition.
Nice.
Of Don't Lose Your Geek Card. And for the first time in 2 years, it will be co-hosted by Andrew and myself.
Finally,
yeah. Rick did a great job last year, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it wasn't the same. You know, people are coming, they're missing half of their host. It was like when David Brenner or Yul Brenner or whoever it would come in and sub Johnny Carson. Welcome
Brenner.
To the Tonight Show. That was the worst Yul Brenner ever.
That was a pretty rough Yul Brenner impression.
That doesn't even work for
me. Was
that
Alan Rickman or Yul Brynner?
No, it could have been Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman as Yul Brynner. Other Don't Lose Your Geek Card incarnations. We have the Thursday, we have the classic Don't Lose Your Geek Card, which is just mixed bag trivia in all kinds of categories. This year's categories include a Star Trek category, a Battlestar Galactica category. alien creatures in film category, movies and television. And of course, Squatty McManley's Pot of Gold.
As always.
As always. A little bit of Alcon history behind that. The first pinata ever offered at Alcon to sacrifice its sweet, sweet innards to the, to a savage beating by total strangers was a talking pinata marketed as Squatty McManley. And for a couple of years, you could buy this. And I guess somebody finally got upset, or they just couldn't market the talking. Because you really couldn't hear what it was saying when you hit it over the whacking.
Right.
It's paper mache shell. So I decided that Squatty needed to live on. So the mixed bag category for the last several years has been Squatty McManley's Pot of Gold. The other Geek Card editions are, of course, the 80s cartoon Girl Power. Rick Gutierrez over at the United States of Geekdom and his Rediscovering the Magic Disney podcast co-host Roy Buckingham Jr. will be, or is it the third? I've lost track. Will be producing the return of Sadistically Difficult Disney Trivia,
right,
edition of Don't Lose Your Geek Card. There is also the, last year I did mostly Star Wars. Mostly.
Mostly.
And that, the Star Wars aspects were such a big hit. And the non-Star Wars aspects brought the proceedings to a screeching halt. So this year we have, Hey Kid, or, Jellicle Universe is producing the Rantcore Pit Star Wars edition.
Nice.
There you have. You have five distinct editions over the course of 4 days. We have a new game show called Screen Time. It's actually a returning game show that's been completely retooled after a two-year absence. Screen Time combines general movie trivia from all genres with a second round that is going to be a real challenge. How well do you know quotes from your favorite movies? How well do you know them if somebody is just simply saying them? Not in character, not in voices, not even with the inflection, just simply reading. So somebody said, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's it. So it's going to be a real challenge. And then the final round is just naming movies and see who can name the director the fastest to eliminate us down to our winner on that game show. Catherine's ADD The Game, which is the probably in the top two game shows ever and certainly number one for loudest game show ever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It is the loudest, craziest, wildest game show, and that's all I can tell you. And you want to own the trophy that's being offered for that.
Yeah, you do.
And what else? I think that's most of the game shows. We have a new game show this year, which was inspired by the audience at mostly Star Wars last year, because we had so many people in the audience just dying, about to piss themselves because they knew the answers. So we have two shows this year of a brand new game show called Ooh Ooh Ooh, where we're turning the tables. The entire audience are contestants.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That is
that's
cool.
That's amazing. And then returning for its like seventh or eighth year. I believe this is the seventh year in fits and starts. It was the first one was in the second year of Alcon. I think we ran it for the second and third year. It disappeared for a year or two. We brought it back. We've had it back ever since. This Geek Match game. It's back, baby. We have had all kinds of cool guests on there. My favorite celebrity guest panelist answer ever was what they said. And that will pretty much round out the game shows, and that's not all we're doing.
Well, what about podcasting? Yeah, because that's we do that.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. Rick has is going to be back joining me early at the crack of freaking dawn on Sunday morning for the the fifth or sixth year?
I might roll out of bed for that, by the way. We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to call you. Your room from.
You're going to call me from the actual recording and then make me show up.
In fact, that's one of the things I'm going to do is like some ambush guests. get people's phone numbers and then ambush them and force them to be guests on my show. Two talk shows this year. We have the Jedi Cole Universe Live for its second year, nice. And Jedi Cole's Morning After on Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
There we go.
Most people are hungover, and for those of you who don't drink or rebound very quickly, there's something there for your enjoyment as well. Got some hilarious gags worked up for this year. It came from the dollar store live at both shows.
Nice.
I dropped $10 at the dollar store to find some crap to talk about. And of course, one of the biggest things is you attend anything that Jedi Cole Universe, Half-Ass Productions, or Alcon Games in Theory, most anything that USG is putting on, there's a few we had to rule out because the crowds would be just too big to feasible. It would take an hour just to distribute. Any of these shows, there's a whole list. There's going to be several places you can go to look at this list. We'll have a link on this very podcast to all the information you need. The Alcon Grand Prize is back for its third year. And essentially what it boils down to is I'm not above bribing you to come to my shows.
Right.
Anything I'm producing or a lot of the stuff Rick's producing, we will give you a two-part orange raffle ticket. Then if you show up at Geek Match Game on Sunday afternoon, at the end of the show, we'll take one half of your ticket. You keep the other half. We throw them all in a bucket. We pull out a winner. And that person, that lucky ticket holder, and obviously you have to be present to win, otherwise we won't have your ticket and you won't win, gets to walk away with the Celebration 6 exclusive Gamorrean Guard piggy bank. This was only originally at Celebration 6 in Orlando, Florida in 2012. We bought an extra. It was going to be given away last year, but we got a cooler prize. Nothing trumped this one this year, so you could be the winner of the Alcon Grand Prize if you attend enough of my shows.
Guys, you also have to realize that we're not above blatant ripoffs.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I mean, you heard some of the titles of the game shows.
Yes, exactly.
We're not above just straight ripping people off. Cole and I, when a certain TV show came on, and I watched like the first two episodes of this TV show, I immediately called Cole. It was like, you have to watch this TV show.
You have to bear in mind here that between the JCU and other pursuits, and especially as Alcon's getting closer, I don't watch a lot of television.
No.
It's shameful. As an American, I'll be the first to admit I live in shame that I don't watch much television anymore.
Well, and that's good.
Yeah, in a way it's good, but it's not because I feel like I have nothing against television. I'm not one of these people who say, oh, it's rotting my teeth. I don't know why.
Your teeth?
That's weird. I don't know. It's the thing fluoride can't protect against is television. But, you know, it's just that I get so involved in so many other things. And I have a tendency The Simpsons has been on the air for like 37 years.
Right.
And I now can officially say there are probably three times as many episodes that I haven't seen as there are that I have. Possibly four times as many. I've fallen out of so many shows that perpetuate. And if I bother to stick with the show, it lasts like a half a season.
Right.
So it's just, you know, I'm tired of that kind of nut shot going on. So but honestly, though, I just get so involved with so many other things that I had to pry some time into get caught up on Walking Dead because Catherine was just about to have her brain explode because she wasn't allowed to talk. So you have to understand, I don't invest a lot of time in a lot of television.
He watches the shit that I tell him to watch is what it comes down to.
I still haven't watched Breaking Bad, but that's an investment, you know.
That you really have to, you have to invest in that. But there was a show that came on.
I'm getting around Arrow, so.
With my idol and the man that I want to be. Chris Hardwick, a show called At Midnight, which if you're not watching that show, you should be watching that. There's no reason. You have a half hour.
This is what television was invented for. This is what Edward R. Murrow meant when he called television a vast wasteland. He didn't know how to articulate the problem is Chris Hardwick won't be born for half a century or more, and there won't be an internet for almost that long, and the things that we need to make television worthwhile won't exist until after I'm dead. That's what he was talking about.
So what we're going to do is blatantly, totally, and completely rip off their format.
That's exactly. And there will be no holds barred.
Right.
No mistake.
Way,
we're borrowing. The big difference is we're not as high tech.
Right. We're not as high tech. We've got to figure out what we're doing. But we're going to do it. And we're going to rip it off. It's going to be called Onliners. it's going to be amazing. And
okay, two words for Onliners. If you're familiar with AllCon, if you've been going over the last several years, long lead.
Yeah, we already roped Long into being a contestant on Onliners.
And I've also talked to Jason from NCIS.
Oh, did you? Did you talk to from NC yeah. from SNC and LQCCC double C?
That's right. And he apparently used to do improv.
There you go. So we've got
and he also introduced me at the Dallas Comic and Pop Expo this last weekend to someone else that is going to be ideal for this. So we're getting
this
a pretty
is
good
be
line.
A ton of fun. It's not a game show. It's a panel. But it's going to be hilarious.
But it looks like a game show.
It's a panel that looks like a game show. It's going to be hilarious. I promise that we'll try to rein in any kind of latent racism, from Long this year. We don't need to hear another story like the one we heard 2 years ago. But,
no, we don't. We managed last year. We kept him out of that neighborhood.
But we need to. I might need to hear that story again, just to be completely honest. We will be recording Hey Kids Comics at some point in some room at some time in some fashion.
Yeah, even if it's 2 a.m.
That's when we do our best work.
Morning.
At AllCon, that's when we do our best work. So that will not be announced anywhere. You will not be able to sit panel on that necessarily unless you see Cole and I wandering just like we've been drugged. Like does this rag smell like chloroform to you into a room with a laptop? Come on in, sit down, listen to us. We'll tell you all about whatever we want to tell you about. I have intentions one night of doing a Hey Kids Comics drunk cast.
Nice.
From the bar. I want to do that. Kind of an open discussion, audience participation type thing, after hours at the bar. So expect that either probably Friday or Saturday night, maybe Thursday, depending on how Thursday goes, whether I need to drink or not. So that's going to be a thing as well.
Yeah, that would be a good day because it's like Thursday. Thursday.
Is Rancor or any of the other guys, are you guys going to be recording anything?
Well, I know that Eddie and I had talked about it, but my dance card gets so full.
Right.
That we may do some impromptu recording somewhere at some time, because I'm always silly for killing those wee hours between, say, 11 p.m. and 4 in the morning when I have a talk show at 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Right.
like where last year we were in holding court in that empty room for 5 or 6 hours while Catherine was next door running Monopoly.
Right.
Which I should point out, Life Isn't Fair Monopoly is back for its good Lord, I don't know how many years. This would be the seventh year of,
man.
Yes, because 2 years ago was the 5th anniversary, so that would make this the 7th anniversary. Life Isn't Fair Monopoly, I have always billed as Monopoly if it was fun to play. And the reason I say that is, in traditional Monopoly, if you get behind the 8 ball, you may as well just go home.
Right.
Because there is no hope. There is no redeeming yourself in Monopoly if somebody is sweeping the board.
Correct.
And Life Isn't Fair Monopoly, it's a little different. You can literally go from rags to riches and back to rags in the course of a game.
You can,
it has a lottery. There's welfare, dependent children. You can frame someone to go to jail in your stead.
You can,
there are all kinds of things.
You can force people to make up new rules because you have gamed them so badly that the new rules have to be entered into the Nuremberg
trials.
The
game has actually evolved at AllCon over the years. When it was first created, it's nothing like it is today, except, well, most of it's the same, but a lot of rules, the rule book keeps getting updated every couple of years because these characters will come up with things, and she'll generally run, she's running that Thursday night into Friday morning from 11 to about 2, and then Friday night from 11 to 2 in the morning, Saturday, and then she has voted herself Saturday off. So
nice.
I'm afraid Thursday and Friday night is it for that, but you do want to check that out. It has been a crowd pleaser from the first year it was ever produced there.
Right. It's amazing. It's so much fun. And I promise you this year I won't declare myself Napoleon and not give up the board until I win.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we had to just abandon the board in Andrew's care because Catherine needed sleep, but Andrew didn't. He had reached that point.
If there's one thing I learned from Napoleon, it's never give up the battle, even though you're fighting on a two-sided war.
With zero hope.
With zero hope. You finish what you start.
Also, the top player again this year. This was introduced a couple of years ago. The top player walks home with a golden Horatio, named after Andrew's first dependent child ever in Life Isn't Fair Monopoly. Some 6 years back or 5 years back.
5 years back now, because this will be six. Yeah. This will be six. It's every.
Yes, that's
years.
Right. Horatio would be six now.
How the hell has it been 6 years? Oh,
I know.
My God!
Since that day you walked into the Crown Plaza and realized who you were involved with.
Oh, I had never met you guys before. And yet here I am, 6 years later, planning to come out and get down with you yahoos again.
That's amazing. And we can't wait. There is literally just another competition I would recommend that I'm putting on again this year. This is the second or third year, depending on how you look at it, of Buzzed Off.
Nice.
Buzzed Off is a blatant ripoff of The Gong Show, except we use buzzers instead of gongs. And I say the second or third year because last year it became kind of a dead loss because the hotel overbooked and the ballroom was not at all ready. I had Camden Toy and Marilyn Gigliotti from Clerks waiting in the wings. They graciously hung out for about a half hour or more, almost damn near an hour. On the off chance we could get this thing going, and then finally we had to call it. And ultimately, we produced, because I'm got Andrew's Napoleon complex and decided we were going to conquer this thing, to an audience of about a dozen people, we had one contestant, which was Erica in a Jabba the Hutt costume doing Gangman style. Which would have won. I should have taken the day regardless, I am fairly certain. But, I mean, you could have shown up there and just sort of skipped across the stage and I'd have said, I like your odds.
Right.
And she walked home with the trophy and the cash prize, so you could be next. And like The Gong Show, it's open to all comers. You register at the door, you come in, you do your act. It can be anything. The first year we did this, we had a guy come and shave his beard.
We did.
He did not find favor with Camden Toy, who was buzzing most people off.
He really was. He apologized for being too LA.
Yes. Yeah, he said he'd been in LA too long. And those he did not buzz off, he did not award heavy points. The more generous points were coming from Catherine and Andrew. So if you do find favor with the judges, and it's important, remember, bear in mind that the longer your act goes, the more likely you're going to get buzzed off, unless you're just dynamite.
Right.
And also, you know, be as clever as possible. We had people come up to hula hoops. We had some singing. We had some dancing. We had some storytelling. Guy came and told a story about how he clobbered a bunch of people dressed as Bane, quite by accident, which Cam Van Toy referred to in his scorecard as Hillbilly Story. I'm not really sure why.
Right. He did.
I don't know that the guy didn't have too heavy an accent. There was, it wasn't like he was out shooting at some food and found an oil.
I think he was at Dragon Con, which is in Atlanta. So anybody on that side of the world, right.
Yeah,
if you're from LA, is a hillbilly.
Yeah, pretty much. You may as well just.
Can I tell you how surreal it is living in Phoenix and seeing exits every day for Los Angeles? Seeing an exit that says exit onto 10 towards Los Angeles. Like, where do I live?
You didn't have that back in Ohio. Exit for Los Angeles. You're in for a long drive.
Exactly. Like we had exits that would take you to Chicago, but they didn't say Chicago. Out here it just says Los Angeles. Like, what? It's a weird place. This is a weird place to live. Well, let's start wrapping her up. I think we've talked about this. Is there any closing points you want to make, or
just come to AllCon? There are performances, musical performances, live readings of literature. There's Rocky Horror Picture Show. There's panels and workshops, and Frank will be flying his Manticore in special just so he can do the mini comic creation lab.
That's always a fan favorite.
Yes, come in there, be a part of AllCon history, be a part of this year's mini comic. There's just, good Lord, more content than you can shake a stick at. There's so many competitions this year. The costume contest, there's a cosplay, championship costuming, which may be full by now, had a $100 entry fee, but the winner takes home it. It's a winner takes all competition for master level costumers, which has never been done at AllCon.
Wow.
Winner is going home with $1,000 cash. The 501st Droid Hunt, where 501st troopers will be, if you have one of the little cards on your lanyard, they'll come and ask if that's the droid they're looking for, and they'll give you a ticket to win a prize. There's Imperial Gladiators for the 501st. There's Doctor Who's Next Companion competition. Miss AllCon. Miss Star Wars. There's just the sheer volume of panels, workshops. There's some really clever panels this year. Our friend Starman's doing
nice.
A number of panels again this year, including he's doing an Arrow panel to get you caught up on Arrow, explain away, if you're not familiar with the comics, who all these crazy characters are. He's doing a panel on Doctor Who. There's a panel I saw that I thought was really cool. I wish I wasn't doing a panel of my own at the time. Was the real archaeology of Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's cool.
There's another guy's doing a couple of anthropology. One of them is the anthropology of Orson Scott Card.
Really?
I'm like, this is just, I mean, you know, I just got dumber by the fact that these incredibly smart things are happening.
I know.
I'm doing like goofy gags at my talk show. Meanwhile, these scholarly types are coming in.
Oh, let them have their brains.
That's right.
I don't need their hokey religions.
That just makes them a target for, yes, AllCon Top Zombie is back.
Yeah, baby.
So if you're into zombie, being a zombie, or you are a zombie, in which case your chances are probably even better to take the day on that competition. But there are just it's chock-a-block full of panels. Matt Rocks and drawing a blank on his name, but the creators of Don't Tell My Wife I'm a Cult Leader are back.
Yeah.
They will be having a screening, and they're also doing a panel on turning your ideas into something more, into like taking that next step. And you know what? This is one of those things where if you listen to Hey Kids Comics, you're going to get a special here because I haven't announced anywhere else.
Uh-oh.
It isn't going to go up until this weekend on Facebook or anywhere else. But if you're listening to this show and you're going to go to AllCon, Bobby Blakey, the unmountable Bobby Blake, he will be there at the BDG Studios table. He's also, they're also running Superhero Sunday again this year. Mm-hmm. And Bobby and I, as we speak, it's probably finishing up printing. We are going to be offering a collected edition called Your First Year Here, 52 You Are Here cartoons in single volume.
That is so cool.
And if you follow You Are Here on the JCU Sunday Funnies, by Sunday at AllCon, we will only be up to 49 mm-hmm. cartoons. So you will not only, if you go in on Thursday, you will not only see what's going to publish on Sunday, you will see what, you will have the cartoons that won't be publishing for 1, 2, 3, or 4 weeks.
That's right.
So you're going to head start on, but in very short order, in a very few weeks after AllCon, You Are Here turns a year old.
Wow.
Which we had, we couldn't wait for the anniversary to celebrate. Bobby's going to have a limited supply. I will actually be giving away a few copies during the course of AllCon at various events. And of course you can buy the, we're having a show special, $5.
That's not bad.
With a foreword by our good friend Kit Lively, who is a cartoonist for, he's done cartoons for all kinds of stuff, and he's a writer at Mad Magazine, so.
There you go.
Really happy to get his involvement on that.
All right. I'm cutting you off. I'm playing you off.
Oh, the music swells. And
so I'm not sure how or when or how next week's issue is going to drop, but I'm sure it will. It'll drop on the Wednesday leading up to AllCon. We're not sure what it's going to be about. It could just be us rambling.
That drops. I will be living at AllCon.
Right. We're both going to be at AllCon. It could very well just be like, the last 20 pages of any H.P. Lovecraft novel. Just gibbering idiots in a corner. So come to AllCon, see us. It's going to be amazing. I've never been to a more amazing convention that is more consistently amazing. All the things we said here, the truest things.
And also the theme this year is a gathering of heroes.
Right.
And I think they may still, you might want to just like, if you get a wild hair, write to AllCon and say, hey, if you're still working on the 2016, or yeah, actually they're working on the 2016 theme. I've forgotten already what 2015 is going to be, but that's been established. It'll be announced at AllCon. The 2016 theme they were soliciting, and I was going for the Monkey Fishmen of Lava.
Right.
Planet of the Monkey Fishmen of Lava Flats. Right. I'm hoping that'll be the 2016 theme.
I want to go with Dudes with Boobs. Can I?
That would be a great theme.
Can I get that theme in?
I think we should, because there's every year there's a different con girl as
right.
As the mascot, you know, different
yeah,
style.
It'd just be a dude
Adam
with
Hughes
boobs.
Actually drew one of them years ago. Yeah, I think that would be perfect.
Right.
Imagine the con girl you would have for that.
Dudes with Boobs. I think that's what we. I feel left out.
Yeah, I can seed Monkey Fish, Planet of the Monkey Fish.
I think they could go head to head. I think we should create a poll. why don't you give us some plugs here?
Okay, this is of course coming to you courtesy of the Jedi Cole Universe at JediCole.com. You can write to us at JCUmail@yahoo.com. That's MAIL. Then you can also follow us on Twitter, which 90% of the time I forget to mention, at I'll start again. You can follow us on Twitter at The Jedi Cole U. You can find myself and Andrew and Catherine and the aforementioned Rick and all kinds of crazy characters over at the United States of Geekdom at UnitedStatesOfGeekdom.com. Be sure and listen in over there to find out the myriad number of addresses and websites, and God knows what else. Speaking of conventions, as we were this entire show in Texas, if you're keen on finding out what conventions are going on in Texas, this last weekend I was at a convention. Simultaneously in Texas, there were three other conventions going on. the weekend before that, there were 7 conventions going on simultaneously in Texas. There is a ton of stuff going on, and I just actually have to add one more as soon as we hang up here that's coming up later in the year. But if you're interested in the conventions that are going on in Texas, including and other than AllCon, you can visit Convention Awareness Project Texas at conventionawarenesstx.blogspot.com for year-round convention listings in Texas.
Right. I have a sizzler. Did you
Steakhouse?
I have a little sizzler that I want to.
Sure, I haven't eaten yet. Also, I'm like taking on your role. I haven't eaten.
I
need to go put on a cardigan.
So,
I have a sudden urge to put on a cardigan.
Oh, don't! It's dangerous. You can never look back.
At least a tie and a vest.
It's like the Boys of Summer. Don't look back. You can never look back.
I will tell you right now, if you haven't met Andy in person, if you haven't seen him around or you know, there's scant few pictures of him, this man rocks a vest and tie combo.
And it's not going to stop.
I wish I could wear a vest and tie combo half as well as you do.
It's coming this year. I got new vests and new ties. I prepared. Nice. I prepared for AllCon.
And also, Andrew and I will be wearing our Gandalf-level Hawks t-shirts.
Boom. Boom. Heard it here first.
As created here on the site. Gandalf-level Hawks.
I cannot wait. So
this year's theme for me is custom t-shirts. I have 5 different unique t-shirts.
I have an announcement. There will be a new podcast on the Jedi Cole universe that the Jedi Cole doesn't even know about yet. It's probably going to be, I'm not divulging the name or who's involved. All I'm going to say is that I'm involved. And a myriad of the other people are going to be involved.
I mean, at least Eddie gave me some forewarning.
You get no forewarning, and I don't. Yeah. You get, this I is your forewarning.
Can Colleen and I do a show called Figments? And I said yes. And of course, Andy knows it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. So.
Oh well, I'm just. You'd be lucky I told you, and one just didn't show up on your page.
Because you could do that.
Yeah. So. It's going to be the topics are going to range from Star Wars to comic books to random movies to anything that we want to talk about. Trust me, it'll all fall into the purview of geek. It's also going to be it's probably going to be rated about R+.
Nice.
So be ready for that. That was it.
There you
that's
go.
It. That's my spoiler.
What
right,
more can you say? Is that really a spoiler if you don't actually say anything?
I'm just saying it's sizzler.
I guess, yeah, it's a sizzler. Okay.
It's my sizzler reel. I put it out there for you. It's my sizzler reel. So, with that being said, next week, God only knows, but you'll have something to listen to. I promise you that much. Do you have any final words before I hang up this microphone and pass out on the floor?
Well, if the constant bombardment of my AllCon countdown from the 30-day mark right up to AllCon has not convinced you, I hope that this at like what about a week out?
Right.
Will finally sway you and help you realize how much, because AllCon, Catherine and I were there for the very first year, and there were a couple hundred people. Last year, they had to turn people away at the door because they had reached capacity. They had to stop selling tickets. And that's been an amazing thing to watch happen over the years, to go from the point where there was nothing but space,
right,
to elbow people, and everybody's just having a blast. So come to AllCon, be a part of AllCon, come and see us. If you listen to the show, come and tell us, because we do – nothing is more amazing to me than to have somebody come up and say, I've actually listened to your work more than once.
Yeah. So, that being said, buy, sell, don't sell. God, I'm so tired. Buy, collect, and enjoy.
Some comics to buy more.
Right, whatever you got to do. Feed your addiction. AllCon's going to be a great place to get collectibles and comic books, so come out and visit. Until next week, I'm Andrew Farmer.
And I'm Cole Houston.
And we'll see you at AllCon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Gandalf level Hulks.
Gandalf level Hulks.
Gandalf level. Frick, 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 frick.